All right, we'll continue on. Colorado coach Mike McIntyre, bus or home, hosting Arizona State this weekend. Coaches online, we'll take questions.
To ask coach a question, please press star one. And your first question comes from the line of Ted Miller, ESPN.com.
Coach, what is your team doing well right now, and what are you most concerned about?
Well, I think we're playing extremely hard, and they're fighting, and we're improving every day, and so I'm excited about that. I think that Cepho is throwing the ball well, and Nelson Spruce is catching it well, and I think Addison Gillum and Cheeto Bay are playing well. You know, we're so young on defense. I think we're starting to grow up a little bit. You know, most of the time we play with nine sophomores and freshmen, a junior and senior on the field, and the backups come in are freshmen and sophomores most of the time. So they're growing and growing up.
And then what are you most concerned about?
Well, we're concerned about a lot of things. We've got to tackle a little bit better in space, which we improved a little bit last week. We fit the run up better last week. And then, you know, the second half, we controlled the ball pretty well and did some good things there. Our special teams, we've got to keep improving on there. Our kickoff coverage was not very good last week, and that's something that we need to really improve on. You know, if you don't cover kicks good, it changes momentum for you. You know, you score a touchdown and they return it back out to the 40 or something. It changes momentum on you. So we've got to do a better job on our kickoff coverage.
And then looking at Arizona State's rebuilt defense on film, what do you see?
I see a lot of athletes. I see a lot of players that can make a lot of plays. I think they're, you know, very, very good. You know, Marcus Hardison, you know, sticks out like a sore thumb, number one. He makes plays and runs people down. You know, they do a good job there. And, you know, their secondary is aggressive and plays hard. I've been impressed with them and what they're doing. Demarius Randall, the boundary safety, you know, he blitzes a lot. He makes a lot of plays. He's kind of the key to their defense in a lot of ways, looks like to me.
Great. Thank you.
Thank you.
Your next question comes from the line of Evan Webick, Arizona State.
Coach, who are you most worried about? Who are you focusing on the ASU offense?
Shoot, all 11. You know, their line's good. Their running backs are good. Their quarterback is excellent. You know, he doesn't get all the accolades that the other people in the Pac-12 do, but he just wins football games and makes plays. I really, really, really like Taylor Kelly. And then, of course, their receivers are big and tight ends are good. Their offense, I think, is definitely one of the most talented in the Pac-12, no doubt about it.
And what are things you're looking for out of your team this week?
You know, we've got to tackle those guys well in space. We've got to line up well. You know, the one thing that Todd does a really good job on their offensive scheme is there are a lot of different formations, and they play fast at times, and they do some different things. They try to get you out of gaps and bus runs, and they do a good job of throwing, you know, the fade and the back shoulder fade because, you know, the receivers are so big and, you know, especially Jalen Strong. I mean, he's just he's a beast. You know, he's kind of reminds you of those big guys that play in the NFL. So, you know, they're very good. So we've just got to match up and compete and make it a football game.
What kind of preparations are you taking this week in advance of that explosive offensive attack?
Well, put a plan together and work our plan and hope it works on Saturday.
Thanks, Coach.
Thank you.
Your next question comes from the line of Bud Withers, Seattle Times.
Mike, I don't know whether we asked you this last week,
yes.
But how did you guys come to have a game at UMass anyway?
I don't know. Schedules are made so far in advance. So that was, a game. It was our longest trip in the school's history in the continental U.S., and our kids enjoyed going out there and playing. It was fun playing in, Tom Brady Stadium, and so it was an exciting day as that far as that went. It was a really, really good football game.
The atmosphere must have been kind of strange, though, with only, 10,000 people there?
Yeah, there was a lot of empty seats, but, you know, when you play, honestly, when you get out between those lines, if there's 10,000 or 70,000 there, you're still as excited when you win and still as down as when you lose. And, we had about 2,500 to 3,000 people there that were Colorado fans, and they were really loud and might even been more than that. And they really they really helped us. They really did. They were right behind our bench, and they stayed excited the whole game, and our kids really enjoyed them being there. We went over and sang the fight song to them afterwards. And there was a lot of them that, you know, hadn't seen a Colorado game in years and years because they in person and because they live so far east. So I think they enjoyed that.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Again, to ask Coach a question, please press star 1.
Okay, any further questions for Coach?
And there's no questions at this time.
All right, perfect. That'll do it. Mike, thanks for your time today. Good luck on Saturday.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
You bet. We'll see you.